Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Paul Emig, our Green Gold analyst, now joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. How you doing, Paul?
Hey, Bill, I'm doing well. Is it weird now that every time I hear in your voice say Radio Joe, my brain fills in cheese curds after it? I can't hear you say just Radio Joe without hearing Radio Joe cheese curds.
I got that.
God, probably a good thing, right?
It was, yeah. It's proving that multiple times of marketing works. But I was actually in Brookfield. It was 2 weeks ago, because it wasn't last week. I was out of town, but 2 weeks ago, I went into the Moreland Boulevard location in Brookfield, out in Waukesha. And I don't know if they knew who I was or they just knew the show. But I said, do you have the Bill Michaels? And the guy knew exactly what it was. And he turned to me before I could say anything. He says, and you want the Radio Joe cheese curds with that, right? And I just nodded and smiled. I said, yeah, I like that. You know, and I didn't know if he knew me or if he didn't know if he just knew what they were, what it was. But he had either experience via the show or experience with people coming in and asking for it in that direction that he knew exactly what it was. So I was happy.
It works, man. Yeah. Whatever it is working, yeah.
Do you ever order yourself over there, Joe, when you go to Cousins? Do you ever just walk in and go, I'll have me?
No, I don't pull that crap. But if Cousins is, you know, if their sales are increasing on cheese curds, I want a piece of that action if they're using my name.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's only
what
fair.
It is. Yeah.
That's only fair.
It's like we're the NCAA students over here. You know, we're student athletes.
Does Joe have Radio Joe trademark yet? Like, is that you forever?
You
like,
should do that, Joe.
Radio Joe.
Get the Radio Joe trademark.
Like the whole line of merchandising. I mean, the cheese curds was just step one.
Right. Yeah, the Radio Joe bobblehead. The Radio Joe bobblehead eating cheese curds. You know, as you wiggle the arm, it stuffs cheese curds in its face.
Well, if it's going to cost money to trademark my name, I don't have money.
It costs money. It does
yeah,
that.
Then, yeah,
I
know
that.
Screw that. So, yeah. I'm not a rich man.
Screw that. Let somebody else do it. Paul, we got next week, we got some OTAs coming up, and got into this discussion yesterday, and if you're going to be a betting person, and you had to bet as to when the Packers would announce that Aaron Rodgers is signed, when would it be?
September 2nd.
Okay.
How about that?
Yeah.
You know, I think I'm going to harken more back to, you know, some of the recent, like, David Bakhtiari type extensions, and I realized, when you talk about Aaron Rodgers and literally anybody else on the team, there's probably only five other players in the league who would get a different type of treatment than Aaron Rodgers. They live in their own universe just because the dollars are so much bigger. But that seems to be like that sweet time between the week, you know, the week four preseason, your last preseason game, and then the start of the regular season, when a lot of times, at least in the era of Ted Thompson, when he got some of these things done. So for me, my two timetables were the week leading into the draft, so maybe the Wednesday, the day before the first round. I think Brian Gutekunst made it pretty clear why that wasn't going to happen, even before it didn't happen. He said, oh, you know, my entire focus right now is on the draft, you know, this going back a month ago. And it kind of made maybe put you in the sense of, oh, okay. So, you know, whereas in previous, you know, regimes with Ted Thompson running things and Russ Ball, they might have gotten something done at that time period, but Brian Gutekunst said, yeah, my mind is in the draft right now. You know, we're definitely going to get the Rodgers extension taken care of, but probably not that week. Okay, fine. So that didn't happen. The next logical timeline was after Matt Ryan gets his deal done. Okay, well, we're two weeks removed from Matt Ryan getting his deal done, and now 2 more weeks or whatever it's been, about 2 weeks has passed, and it's still not done. So, yeah, you know, Rodgers is going to be in town, and there's plenty of opportunity for conversation and for negotiation and all of that, but for the most part, that's been taking place between, you know, Russ Ball probably and then Aaron Rodgers' agent. You know, sure, Rodgers is involved. His agent understands what Aaron wants out of this and what the ultimate outcome has to be. But, you know, I just wonder now, Bill, not that it would be, you know, completely out of left field if it happened in the next 3 months, but normal NFL timeline-wise, it's, you know, it happens in February or March. It happens the week of the draft. Otherwise, it happens in that, you know, that little period in between the end of the preseason and the start of the regular season. So again, it doesn't mean it can't happen, doesn't mean it won't happen, but if you're looking at kind of key identifiers throughout NFL recent history of free agency and everything, that seems to be the next kind of hot time to circle.
What we were talking about with Aaron Nagler about this yesterday, and I was asking him, you know, because the thought process was Dez Bryant is more of a luxury than a necessity. But it, let's just say, you know, one of those scenarios becomes reality in the sense that, say, Davante Adams does go down for a period of time. Is it wise to just have the youth and the inexperience behind him? Because Randall Cobb's a slot guy. Or do you think it does become a necessity to bring in a guy like Dez Bryant who's got veteran savvy?
No, I think you said it well. I mean, it's he is a luxury. And you know, truthfully, he's a luxury you can afford. You have the dollars to sign Dez Bryant. Now, the question is, do you have sort of the roster spot for Dez Bryant? And I know that sounds crazy because, you know, he would instantly come in, and he would be one of the team's top two pass catchers, right? And that there's good competition for that job. I mean, Davante Adams is becoming, you know, a monster, and as long as he can avoid concussions, his career looks like, you know, it could be ceilingless. You know, he could just become outstanding. He's already very good. Jimmy Graham is a proven tight end pass catcher. Randall Cobb out of the slot is still one of the league's better slot receivers. And then you have, you know, up-and-comers behind them. But, you know, Dez Bryant on that team is a top two, worst-case scenario, top three pass-catching threat playmaker type. But if you, let's say, you know, you have Davante Adams, you have Randall Cobb, you have Dez Bryant, you have, and you basically have maybe three other wide receiver spots to choose between Trevor Davis, between D'Angelo Yancey, between your three new rookies that just came in, between Michael Clark. Are you really going to cut three or four of those guys? Do you really think you can sneak three guys of that list? You know, your three draft picks from this year, Yancey, Michael Clark, Trevor Davis, and I didn't even say Geronimo Allison yet. So actually, you have to maybe cut at least four of that six-person list. And so you would take what would already be a difficult decision, and of course you have to expect one injury to happen, like just naturally. That's sort of like when the Brewers kind of figure out their lineups and their 25-man rosters. Sometimes the issues take care of themselves because of injury. You know, you can plan and plan and plan all day, and then something happens on the final day of training camp and the decision was made for you. So you kind of almost have to, in a weird way, bank on one person suffering something or another. But you have so much young, unproven depth that you've invested in these guys. Like you wouldn't take a fourth, fifth, and sixth round pick wide receiver and then say, well, we're going to cut two out of the three of them. Like, you could end up doing that. And so, Bill, I don't know. I think I'm to the point where when you're talking in mid-May and Dez Bryant is still a free agent, I think unless the money is just so obvious, like, okay, you know, hey, Packers, Dez Bryant calls in or his agent calls in, hey, 1 year, $3 million, yes or no? You say yes.
Like, oh, yeah, you do that in a heartbeat.
You do that in a heartbeat, but you know, if it's something where you're actually competing against another team or another couple teams for his services and the bidding's going, well, then you just bow out and you wait to see what happens. But I don't expect it to happen, Bill. I think there's enough young, unproven guys that you'd think maybe two of the seven that we just mentioned would step up and have some sort of contribution. So I think you wait. I think you're at the point right now where you wait. But if something happens, you know, something unfortunate, something whatever, then you make that call right away, and you make sure that you're not relying too much on young guys. It's a really fine line that this team is going to walk up right receiver. But it's a really, you know, you lose Davante or you lose Cobb or you lose Graham, and all of a sudden you're playing a very unproven guy, significant snaps. So they're on a very, very fine line right now at that spot.
How deep do you believe that wide receiving core to be with the new additions?
Well, I mean, because if you think about it, like, you're going to be playing Cobb, Adams, and Jimmy Graham 95% of the snaps, probably. You know, maybe Graham a little bit less because he might sub in and out more often and different packages and whatnot. But, you know, if you're going to go three wide receivers and you include Graham in that list to some extent, and you're already playing Geronimo Allison, like, again, pending injury, how many snaps is there really left for Yancey if he makes the team, for Trevor Davis as something other than a punt returner, for a Michael Clark or a St. Brown or any of the other, you know, rookies that they brought in this year? I don't know if there's, again, pending full health, which you're never going to go through a full season with complete 100% health. You might not really actually be relying on these guys. You're giving them roster spots. You might give them, you know, six snaps in week one and eight snaps in week two and, you know, kind of do that feeling out process. But you know, we can even go back to last season when, I mean, how many snaps did Geronimo Allison really play at different points of the season? Like, if you kind of break it down by quarter of a season, I don't have his snap totals in front of me, but I think all of us, or I'll speak for myself, thought he would play more in 2017, thought he would contribute right. more, and he was kind of that next guy. So, you know, I don't know who's going to win the battle between Yancey Davis and the three rookies this year, and even you should include Michael Clark in that list. I don't know who's going to be the number one out of those remaining six, if you follow my drift, but I don't know who's going to win that battle. But whoever it is, how much is that player even going to really play? So I think I feel good about depth, because when you put five, six talented guys and say, you know, may the best man win, someone's going to emerge. The question is, beyond that, if the Packers don't suffer injuries, how much does that guy even play? Because they need to get playing time over Geronimo Allison, over Jimmy Graham, over Randall Cobb, and over Davante Adams. So, again, at full health, I think they're in a really good place. If you were to lose one of the four, you know, in a Graham or a Cobb or a Davante Adams or a Geronimo Allison, then, you know, now that player is going to be pressed into a much bigger duty. So I think the depth is really good. But, again, we're talking about six guys, at least three of which will make a roster spot, who are pretty much completely unproven in the NFL.
How do you feel about the backup quarterback position now? I mean, you still have Brett Hundley, who has had some experience. Obviously, it wasn't great, but you still have some. And then you've got DeShone Kizer coming into this situation. I mean, I'm not saying Kaiser's the answer, but do you feel better about Kizer now?
Yeah. No, I'm good with it, Bill. And I don't even want to, you know, I think we should completely avoid talking points in August about who's going to be the number two QB. Is it Kizer or is it Hundley? Because, come on. I mean, it's Kizer. Like, we can play the friendly games and we can try to actually make it seem like it's a real competition. It's not. I mean, Mike McCarthy, first off, Hundley had his chance. And that doesn't mean he should never have a chance again with any team. It didn't work, right? There's a reason that they went out and got Kizer. Yes, Mike McCarthy was plenty filled with praise of Hundley at different points last year, even when the rest of the world was saying, come on, this isn't working, Mike. Beyond, you know, he was still supportive. But when you hear the kind of comments that Mike McCarthy had for DeShone Kizer, when you go back and you look into the Packers' interest in taking him, Kizer, with the number 33 overall pick in the 2017 draft, when they were seriously flirting with that. Like, that wasn't just, you know, trying to bait somebody to trade up. That was legitimate interest. This is a guy that, whether Kizer deserves it or not, you know, we kind of had pretty mixed results in Cleveland, but he was a 20-year-old starting quarterback for a perennial losing franchise. I think you have to cut the guy a little bit of a break. For all intents and purposes, they love DeShone Kizer. And, you know, Hundley has 1 year left on his deal. Kizer has three. All the writing is on the wall for Kizer to be the number two. So, no, I think it's, you know, I think that's the guy that something happens to Rodgers again. You know, I think clearly Kaiser's the guy. And though a year ago I would have been on board with, you know, signing a 36-year-old journeyman veteran to kind of be the backup, I think at this point, with all of the praise, with all of the, because again, Hundley was a fifth-round pick, Kizer was a second-round pick.
Right.
There's a big difference between these guys as prospects. There really is. I know we might kind of start putting them in the same category. These are vastly different prospects in the NFL. They were vastly different coming into the draft, and so I think again, there was Kizer's all of 21 years old. I think there's room for him to be groomed, and I think there's room for him to succeed in the unfortunate circumstance should happen. You know, so should something happen to Aaron Rodgers again, which obviously no one watching this team hopes it does.
Paul, good stuff. Enjoy the weekend. We'll talk again next week, okay?
All right, see you
guys. All right, pal, talk to you later. There you go. Paul Emig joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been doing it. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.